are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we've tried a lot of things for back pain, chiropractic, surgery, acupuncture, massage. Now they think they could use stem cells to relieve low back pain. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this supplement called sea buckthorn oil. Never heard of it, but I guess some people are thinking this could be the new panacea. And then it looks like the younger generation has been predicted to now experience poor health 15 years before our parents or grandparents did, which is kind of counterintuitive. You think we're going to be putting off the diabetes, putting off the cancer. They're saying the younger generation may actually experience poor health prior to what our parents and grandparents did. So as you can see, very busy hour on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your medical questions and your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, now, you know, many of you have still been unemployed, and being unemployed is always stressful. We know that. Well, study has come out saying it can actually link to immediate heart issues. And we talked about a couple years ago where if somebody, let's say, loses a spouse, okay, or is in a horrible breakup, we need to watch that person closely because there's such a thing called broken heart syndrome. And some of these people can actually go into heart failure or even have a heart attack. We call it broken heart syndrome, okay? But we forget about the people who have been losing jobs because we all have financial stress right now. We're all freaking out about the economy and what Obama's going to do next and, you know, what stupid decision Bernanke's going to make. We're all freaked out. We forget to be there for support. And I guess another study has come out reminding us that the stress of losing your job can also cause cardiovascular damage. Okay? According to Dr. John Higgins, a sports cardiologist at the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston, okay, he said, in some people, especially those who might not be expecting the job loss or those with significant financial obligations, getting fired could cause the condition called broken heart syndrome, just like I just told you. In a very stressful situation, you can actually get a severe release of adrenaline and a sympathetic nerve discharges that could cause the heart to beat irregularly. These changes could cause a heart attack in some people. I know some of you are thinking the Trading Places, right, where Mortimer and his brother, right, you know, had tried to corner the market, and Dan Aykroyd and Eddie Murphy, you know, were able to stop him. And then one of the guys, was it Randolph? I don't know. You know, holds his heart going, my heart, you know, and then he ends up having a heart attack. You know, that holds true. Stress can cause abnormal heart rhythms, could cause plaques breaking off. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you don't want to think about. I mean, it's hard enough to deal with, you know, a job and losing a job. It's hard enough to have to, you know, sit there and think, oh my gosh, you know, do I now have to worry about the heart? What I think goes wrong with our society is when things are good, we don't prepare. So, for example, you know, we talk about hurricane season yesterday and, you know, preparing and getting your freeze dry guy and getting your water stores and, you know, making sure you have the boards ready to board up, et cetera. You know, but a lot of people are like, it's April. I'm not going to think about that now. I'll think about it later when hurricane season starts in June. You know, and even though by August is usually when the bad ones hit. And, you know, no, the time to prepare is when things are fine. Okay, like now everybody trying to buy up gold because they think the economy is really going to tank under Washington's policies. It's kind of too late to buy gold now. Gold's too high. Okay, you should have thought of buying gold when gold was down, when the economy was good. Okay, but we don't think about that when things, it's just natural. Well, same thing. If you have a job and if you have health insurance, make sure you're getting your body checked. Make sure whatever you needed to get done, do. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. Because we're having people, I can't believe how sick some of these patients are coming to see me, and they don't have insurance. And I'm like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, I'm looking at your EKG, and I don't know if you've had an old heart attack or if you're starting to get a new one. I mean, what, we got to get you with a heart doctor. I'm like, you know, what, when was your last physical? And they're like, but I was working, so I didn't have time to go to the doctor. And I get that. A lot of you, you have Monday through Friday jobs, so you can't go to the doctor and you don't have time and you're exhausted. Let me tell you right now, if you currently have a job and if you currently have health insurance, get whatever health stuff you need to get checked now. Now, true, you can't predict what's going to happen 6 months from now, a year from now, etc. And I understand a lot of you are like, well, I don't want to go to the doctor now when I'm fine. But prevention is key, and it also saves you a hell of a lot of money. There should be no reason why so many of you with health insurance, with the low deductibles, I get that a lot of you have health insurance, but the deductible is so damn high you don't use it. Same thing with me. My deductible is so high, I can't afford to use it, because in order for it to kick in, I would have had to spend already $2,500, so I just don't use it. I don't go. So I understand a lot of you have those policies. But for those of you who don't, nothing lasts in this world. Nothing. A good job doesn't last. Good insurance doesn't last. Okay? Things don't last. Sorry to be pessimistic. And I need you to think like that, because if you're so complacent, you don't get things done. And then you're walking into my clinic or your doctor's clinic with no health insurance and you guys are a mess. Or you end up in the ER and somebody tells you, you know, you have a weak heart. Why wasn't it taken care of when you could? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, what could you do to reduce stress? Well, I think meditation is awesome. I think making sure you have relaxation. There's ways to do like mini vacations, okay, mini types of things that you could do to, I mean, a lot of you, you don't have time to go on vacation. You don't have money to go on vacation. In Vegas, we do staycations. Now, keep in mind, I mean, we're in Vegas. So, you know, we got some real beautiful resorts, but every now and then there's some local deals that you could get. If you live in an area where there's a pretty cool resort, okay, that, you know, attracts the out-of-towners, there may be a local deal you could get, all right? You know, do the pool thing, do the dinner thing, whatever. It's a hell of a lot cheaper than going out of town, and you feel like you're on vacation. You just got to get out of your mind that you're not, you know, in town. But there's ways to do it. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, guys, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in 18 minutes past the hour. We are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, every day, Monday through Friday, Pacific time, as well as Saturday, 10 a.m. Pacific time. So don't forget tomorrow to tune in, 10 a.m. Pacific time. On your iPhone, Android, wherever. We're online. We're on the air. Check your local affiliate stations. If your local news talk station doesn't carry the Dr. Dahlia Show, yell at them. Call them. Smack them upside the head. Tell them to bring the Dr. Dahlia Show. Cause I know I cannot promote violence. I'm sorry. No smacking anybody upside the head. Although this woman needs to smack upside her head. Apparently a Long Island woman had faked cancer. You guys heard about this? Right? To seek donations from supermarket shoppers and others to support her heroin addiction. Okay? From what I understand, an indictment has been given a couple days ago, and the prosecutor called the plot a quote-unquote despicable scam. Oh, I know. Despicable Me's coming out. I can't wait. Okay, anyway, back to the story. Brittany Ozarowski, 21 years old, was charged in Suffolk County with 24 counts, including grand larceny in the third degree. Prosecutors said Ozarowski left donor jars at Nassau and Suffolk County businesses and hit up supermarket shoppers for money. She also scammed her father and grandmother, who sold her house, to give Ozarowski more than $100,000 to fight her so-called cancer. The defendant, I guess they said, perpetrated a scam. There was no cancer, no chemotherapy or radiation. All there was heroin and more heroin. Now, of course, her attorney, George Duncan, said he hadn't seen the charges yet and could not comment. And don't you like that? You know, I don't know if it's the district attorney or if she hired a lawyer. My guess is it's the district attorney. I don't know if she has any money left. Okay, so apparently small business owners donated more than $600 in gift certificates, and she established a PayPal account and a website with a banner that pleaded, "Help save my life." She told business owners that she was suffering from bone and brain cancer, that the disease was spreading to her thyroid and her stomach. She told some people she just found out the brain cancer was inoperable. Apparently, she was caught when a man she asked money for became suspicious and asked her for her doctor's name. When she refused to provide it, the man called the district attorney's office. Good for him. You know, I mean, this is what I hate. I hate when people feed on good, innocent people. You know, when you do something good, see, good things should happen to good people, bad things should happen to bad people. That's how I look at it. You know, so if you're a good person and you're donating and you're helping somebody fight their cancer, I hate to see you guys get screwed. But there is a smart way for you to be good. Okay, there's a smart way of doing it. Okay, whenever you have somebody that is dying of cancer and needs money, etc., many times there's certain, let's say, societies. For example, like the Lymphoma and Leukemia Society. Okay, in our state, in our city, we have a chapter. One thing you could do is you could donate money to them that will in turn help the patient. Okay? You know, rather than giving money directly, there are certain, you know, societies and groups that do help people with certain diseases. Now, I understand some people are like, yeah, well, they're middlemen. You know, how do we know that some of these groups won't use the money for themselves, etc.? I think for some of these groups, there are ways to do help people directly using them. Okay, and there's many sources out there. You know, and I think the American Cancer Society could also help give you guys advice on this. But, you know, where these people prey on you is, you know, they're it's the friends and family. Okay, I mean, a lot of people with drug addictions, you don't know. So they go to people at work, they go to friends, and many times they do hit up their friends. They're not very friendly, they're not a good person, but they go to their friends for money, and they don't admit, well, it's cocaine or heroin or ecstasy, etc. And you know, there are ways to tell, you know, a heroin addict, you know, you got to look at their arms. I mean, if they're always wearing long sleeves, okay, and, yeah, I mean, it's very hard to ask a person to pull up their sleeve and take a look. But, you know, if you start to see them act funny, now, again, somebody could say, well, how could you tell someone's a heroin addict or somebody who was just given a diagnosis of inoperable brain cancer? Okay, they're going to be edgy. But that's a smart idea. If you are willing to bankroll somebody's treatment, okay, ask to go to the doctor with them. All right? I mean, if somebody comes up to you and says, look, I don't have insurance, okay? The cancer doctor says it's going to cost this much, all right? And you really, at the bottom of your heart, really want to help this family member, or you want to help the patient, ask to go to the doctor with them. Okay, and, you know, say, I'd love to go meet the doctor and see what we could financially arrange. Okay? All right. Oh, no. Just give me the money. I don't want you to have to meet the doctor. I really want to meet the doctor. And if they start to back off or step off with that, I mean, think about it. Anybody who is dying of cancer and asking you to help them with the bills, okay? Now, somebody could say, yeah, but what about gynecological cancer? She may not want you to go to the doctor with the gynecological cancer. Meeting for a consult, you paying, let's say, for the consult, to sit down with the doctor and talk about financial arrangements, right? Or you getting the doctor's phone number, okay, and then talking to the doctor. I know there's going to be HIPAA issues, so your friend has to sign the forms. But you could still do that, okay? You know, your friend doesn't have to be undressed. All right. I mean, most likely, anybody, you know, in that predicament would be more than happy to bring it to the doctor with them or give you the doctor's information. So it's as easy as that. Now, somebody could say, well, what if they have a fake doctor set up? It's easy to, you know, check out the doctor. But I think the best way to do it is say, I'm going to go to your doctor at the next visit. Okay. Now, some of you live out of state. So they hit you up for money out of state. Then again, have your friend sign the HIPAA forms. Okay? And then have the doctor contact you. And trust me, I mean, if that patient is a real patient, they are going to you know, they are going to bend over backwards to make sure that doctor gets in touch with you so you could pay their bills. Okay? And then, you know, if you are a patient in this situation, you also want to be careful too. Okay? You don't want somebody saying, all right, you know, I'm in it for the long haul, and then the bills start to reach $400,000 and they give up. Okay? You know, it is going to take some planning. But, I mean, good for that guy for being smart. It just, you know, what blows my mind with this woman is, aren't you worried about karma? Right? You fake cancer. I would be worried I'd be hit with cancer as a result. I'd be worried about karma. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You have a crazy world we live in. But I got to tell you, one world where it's all nice, you know, and fantasy is Disneyland. That's why I think we like to go to Disneyland. Right? It's all fantasy land. Everything's all hunky-dory. Well, apparently it's not all hunky-dory. Apparently one of the Disneyland princesses has revealed what it's like to be a Disney princess. Okay? Now, when I was a little girl, if somebody told me that my job could be to be Cinderella, would you like to be Cinderella when you grow up? I would be like, hell yeah. Well, I guess it's not all that wonderful. A former Disneyland princess, according to Mail Online, has revealed the tough demands placed on the real-life actors playing Snow White, Alice in Wonderland, Tinker Bell. Known as quote-unquote face characters, the princesses not only have to look the part, but they also need to remember quotes from their movies. They need to stay in character at all times, right? If you got to scratch your butt, can't do it. And you have to know how to sing and know how to dance. Now, a former Snow White actress, okay, I guess held an Ask Me Anything question and answer where she revealed how tough it could be. In order to play a Disney princess, you have to have the right body type, the right age, have the right temperament. I guess you have to be no taller than 5'7". Okay, first the girls are checked to see which character they could potentially look like. Then they follow several other tests like dancing, acting, and in character and an interview. Okay? I guess to be Wendy, to be Alice or Tinkerbell, you need to be between 4'11" and 5'2". You can't be taller than 5'7" to be a typical Disney princess. Like I think I don't even know all the like Bella. Okay, so you have to be between 5'4" 5'7". I'm 5'6", so I'm good. Ages, most girls are between 18 and 23. Some last till they're 27. But usually you can't be older than 27 to be a Disney princess. Once chosen, you go through an intensive 5-day training course. They have to study movie quotes. They could quote lines said by their character. Oh, Lord have mercy. I would lose on that one. I'd be like, what the? And I'm like, no, no, no. Oh, sorry. Oh, all dreams come true. I don't even think I could do the voice. Okay, I guess you aren't allowed to sit. It takes 20 minutes to put on the Snow White dress. Then you have to have your makeup retouched because sometimes you're sweating in that thing. Then I guess you make $13.50 an hour. That could be increased up to $16 an hour. There's a lot of rules you need to follow. But I gotta tell you, I mean, $16 an hour, that is, I was making $4.50 when I was going to college, you know, working a Jack in the Box. $16 an hour would be nice. Plus, you get to play a princess. But I hear it could be rough. All right, guys, don't go away. More medical news. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy makes and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
What's next?
If you're not prepared, you're not self-reliant. Join us in Texas for the Self-Reliance Expo, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Learn self-reliance skills, including food and water storage, emergency power, beekeeping, canning, and much more. Look, feel, touch, and taste at this family-friendly event. Many guest speakers, longevity information, and Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Saturday. Don't miss the Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Arlington, Texas, April 26th and 27th.
Tickets and schedule at SelfRelianceExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, and embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm looking at this article here saying people that wear makeup in the gym will burn fewer calories. They actually looked at this, you know. People get dressed, they put leggings on, they put sports bra on. You know, I have this old Bart Simpson T-shirt, you know, I wear if I go to the gym. But makeup. And I guess what they did is they surveyed British women, and they said a quarter of all British women will actually wear a full set of makeup when they go to the gym, but it decreases their effectiveness. My guess is they're so worried about sweating and the makeup running that they don't let themselves go into a sweat. Okay, this is what blows my mind about gyms. You know, you have some people that go there to seriously work out, and then you have some gyms where are more of a little bit of a meat market. Now, I get that. Right? I get, you know, a lot of us, we don't like to pick people up in bars. So meeting people at the gym is sometimes, you know, a way to meet people. For those of us that don't want to meet people online, I get that. But, you know, people really makeup. So apparently, they looked at people and they looked at how well they did in terms of burning calories, etc. And wearing makeup caused you to burn less calories. Okay, you know, I would worry about the sweating and the acne. I gotta tell you, men, yeah, they like makeup. Okay, and I know a lot of us do scare our men when we don't wear makeup, but a lot of us are smart. Okay, we've seen people made up and we've seen people without makeup. If you look good with makeup, you pretty much look good without. Okay? You know, and if you're kind of sweaty, et cetera, you know, you're going to, you know, leak or makeup anyway. But this is something that I have to talk to girls about a lot. Okay. You know, I was like that too. I wouldn't go anywhere without the makeup because I thought I was hideous without it. I understand makeup gives you confidence. I get that. You know, some of you men too. Some of you like the shirt and the tie. Some of you need your hat. It gives you confidence. You know, I've been watching Celebrity Apprentice. Trace Atkins, you know, every now and then wears his hat. And I think he wears his hat a lot. And, you know, you see he kind of feels good with his cowboy hat. I like watching him as cowboy hat. I dig cowboys. I think it's great. You know, but a lot of us women, we won't go anywhere. Makeup covers scars, etc. And I get that. But if you do have a good complexion and you look good, all right, I would really tell you, you know, lose the makeup for a little bit. I think our bodies sometimes need breaks from the chemicals that we put on. And, you know, you could always dress up your eyes, you know, when you're working out. If you want to still look decent, you could still put eye makeup on, okay? Most guys, and they've studied this, when they look at your face, they will look at your eyes. Now, true, you know, there could be certain scars that cause their eyes to wander, and they may see that. And I mean, if you don't have anything like that, you could get away with no foundation and no lipstick, etc., and you could put some eye makeup on. All right? And then you aren't sweaty. You know, you aren't sweating the stuff and dripping it and, you know, getting acne. Yeah, sometimes the eye makeup could sweat, so make sure it's something that doesn't run. But for those of you that are always worried about going out and looking, you know, sometimes I'll do that. I'll just throw some eyeliner on, and it just, you know, it gives me whatever confidence I need. But I think a lot of us just kind of do things, you know, I think we overdo things. All right, let's talk about the sea buckthorn oil. I guess this is a supplement. Okay, it's, I guess, a nutritional supplement. It's called the Hippophae rhamnoides, pressed from the fruits and seeds of the orange-colored sea buckthorn berry. All right, I guess it has been used by the ancient Greeks. It grows in the Himalayas, has been cultivated in Siberia, according to Fox News. And I guess, I mean, what it does is it's supposed to help stress, both mental health and physical stress. The Chinese military used it in the 1950s to help soldiers suffering from altitude sickness. And Chinese officials have been saying that, you know, this is a panacea. It works for so many things. And I guess they have antioxidant phenols, vitamin A producing carotenoids, I guess can produce a healthy oil. From what I understand, there may be omega-3 fatty acid value to this. So, you know, this is something I'm going to watch, okay? I don't know much about sea buckthorn oil. We got to be very careful because, you know, a lot of people will now, you know, will make supplements and, you know, bottle it and package it. And, you know, are you really getting the true, you know, the true nutritional value of it? We talked about ginkgo biloba, where the country that it grows a lot of times will keep the stem. I'm sorry, will keep the leaves and the top of it and make their ginkgo biloba out of that, but they will export the bulb and the roots, all right? So, I mean, you know, you got to be careful what you're getting, okay? And the stuff, of course, that's exported is what goes into our supplements. So I'll keep you posted on that. It kind of is cool. See, anything that involves nature and being able to use that, you know, rather than having to go to a pharmaceutical, I'm excited about. The only thing is I'm more excited about pharmaceuticals that are tested, okay, that I know. You know, so when somebody says, well, it's natural, I still have to hesitate until I know that it's something that is, you know, pretty safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of us suffer from back pain, and we've done a lot of things for our back pain, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, etc. Well, medical researchers are now trying something different, stem cells. Their hope is that harvesting them and then reinjecting the body's own bone marrow will repair worn-out discs in the spine. Now, this is a new study that's small. They say the approach looks safe. None of the patients reported that their pain got worse after the procedure. Both the doctors who are testing the technique and outside experts say more research is needed. I guess what they did is they looked at 24 patients who were injected with their own bone marrow aspirate cellular concentrate, the BMAC. Now, bone marrow contains adult stem cells, all right, which is kind of our like body repair kit. They could change into certain kinds of tissues being prompted and could possibly heal tissues. We're studying these with the heart, nerves, etc. So the patients had reported suffering from chronic low back pain from anywhere from 3 months to 12 years. When they imaged them to see what they had some degenerative disc disease where the discs that cushion the bones of the spine started to thin and dry out. Very common with age and is a huge cause of back pain. All right. Then what they did is they used a long needle to extract bone marrow from the back of the hip. Many of you guys have had iliac bone marrow, biopsies. They go into that iliac crest, the nice juicy area of the hip. The bone marrow was spun in a centrifuge to concentrate the cells and then injected into the space surrounded by the damaged disc. Okay, it costs about a few grand, usually not covered by insurance. Of the 24 patients who initially received these bone marrow injections, half went on to have other procedures over the next 30 months, so we don't know if they did well. But of the 12 who didn't get any other kinds of treatments, 10 of them said their pain lessened within a couple months of having their injections. After a year, 8 of them were still having pain. Some of them said their pain was not improved, but a couple of them said they were doing pretty damn good. So, again, it was a small study. But they're on to something here. Okay, stem cells can help regenerate things. Now, should they use the stem cells to regenerate the disc and then put the disc in? Is shooting the stem cells around the area enough? Okay, I still don't know much about what these stem cells could do. I don't think a lot of us do. But I think they have the potential to grow into anything we want them to. And if that's the case, many of us need new discs. Many of us need new knees. We talked about that woman in Hampshire, England, where they took a piece of her good cartilage, grew it out to more, and then re-implanted the good cartilage. Okay, that makes a hell of a lot of sense. And then you don't have rejections like transplant rejections because it's your own body. You don't have to worry too much about getting infected with HIV or hepatitis because it's your own stuff. So I think there's a lot of potential to this. Again, they need to study a lot more. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like some changes are going to be happening in Mexico City. What they're trying to do in Mexico City is take the salt shakers off the tables. From what we understand, Mexicans love salt. It's causing rising obesity and high blood pressure. So Mexico City Health Secretary Armando Ehud launched a campaign, Less Salt, More Health, to try to get restaurants to take salt shakers off their tables. Mexican food is one of my favorite foods. And one thing I like about it is I don't have to season it. I'm surprised they need salt shakers. It tastes so good. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. As we're coming into the weekend, don't forget you could always email me with medical questions. I never take a day off. So you can go to my website at drdahlia.com. Many times we read the emails on air. Other times I'll just write you back personally. I mean, I answer them personally anyway, so I don't use anybody else to answer the medical questions. It's just me. Okay, I love Don. Don works the dials, but I won't make Don answer your medical questions. That's me. You know, I won't make him do that. Especially all the groin stuff. Boy, you guys have so much stuff going on with groin. Anyway, you can go to drdahlia.com. By the way, when you do go to my website, don't forget to click the Google like. That's always nice. But sign into the guest book so I know where you're listening from. Always nice to know where you're listening from and who's listening. Helps me out a lot. Helps my bosses know where to get that show out to. Remember, we are playing Monday through Friday, 9 to noon every day, Pacific time. Okay, 9 a.m. to noon. If your local talk station does not play the Dr. Dahlia Show, you got to call them up and you got to yell at them. All right. Now, speaking of somebody who needs yelling at, this New York school, this is ridiculous. Apparently, one of the teachers came up with an assignment where students had to argue Jews are evil. Okay, an upstate New York school district now has to apologize because in this high school writing assignment, okay, students were asked to take sides, okay, making a persuasive argument blaming Jews for the problems of Nazi Germany. I know. You'd think Mel Gibson thought of this one. The Albany Times Union reports that some students at Albany High School were asked to research Nazi propaganda before assuming their English teacher was a Nazi government official who had to be convinced of their loyalty. In five paragraphs, they were required to prove that Jews were the source of Germany's problems, the newspaper reports. You must argue that Jews are evil and use solid rationale from government propaganda to convince me of your loyalty to the Third Reich. Oh, my gosh. A third of the students refused to do the assignment. Okay, I understand looking at history. Okay, and I understand dissecting history. Okay? The rise of Hitler to power is a very scary one. It's a blemish to our history and will always be a big, gross, pustulating blemish. But it is a very interesting part of our history that needs to be studied so we make sure that history doesn't repeat us, repeat itself. And understanding how somebody like Hitler could accuse the Jews and be able to influence a whole country, right? To be able to influence a whole country to go against a group of people, okay? I can understand. It's a fascinating topic. It's a scary one. You know, me being Jewish and having most of my family killed as a result of this. I understand the need for it to be dissected, okay? But to force students as an assignment to submerse themselves in the propaganda and try to debate it and try to convince somebody, that is some scary form of teaching, okay? I mean, I was in debate in school, you know, not on the debate team because I moved to too many schools, never got a chance to be able to be a part of it like I wanted to. But a lot of times when you have to debate a topic, even if you don't agree with it, you still have to submerge yourself and make it believable. For you to debate a topic and you got to show some heart and some passion, why would you want students to even go there? Superintendent Marguerite Vanden Weingard told the newspaper she doesn't believe the unidentified teacher who doled out the assignment had malicious intent. Weingard, who initially declined to indicate if the teacher would be disciplined, said the intent of the assignment was to have students make an argument based on limited information, but should have been worded differently. I would apologize to our families. I don't believe there was malice or intent to cause any insensitivities to our families of Jewish faith. School district spokesman Ron Lesko said Friday that administrators are now discussing what official action the 10th grade teacher should face for the assignment given to students on Monday. How I look at it is if the teacher really, you know, it does make you wonder. Some of you are like, oh, come on, Dr. Dahlia, it was just an assignment, you know, a poorly chosen assignment. The only thing is this was so stupid. It does make you wonder, you know, was this teacher trying to make people think? And remember, we do have a lot of Mel Gibsons out there. So yeah, you do have to stop and think that there could be intent. Either way, I think at the very least, the discipline should be her assignments reviewed and signed off by the superintendent or the vice principal or the principal. Okay, I think just like how doctors are being checked and dentists need to be checked and we all need to be checked in our prospective fields, I think teachers should too. Okay? Having kids debate and argue why Jews are bad, we are talking about economy. We aren't talking about immigration. That could include all. These aren't global topics. You're identifying and bringing out a specific group of people, okay? Now, I don't know. I'm trying to think back to the 70s if we ever debated slavery. I know in my classes we didn't, but I'm thinking back to, I believe there was a story where a high school had to debate one was the Union, one was the Confederate Army, and they had to debate why, okay, in history, why at the time they were. And I think that topic also was criticized, but not to the degree that it would be criticized now. Okay, so I understand in debates, you know, you go back to history, etc. And I do think the topic should be explored in history class. you know, how you could convince the whole country that one group was bad. And the reason why I think we need to look at it is right now we have an anti-rich person mentality that could, get pretty, it could go further steps if unchecked. We have an anti-smoker, an anti-obese person, okay? We're already legislatively, okay, going against certain groups. We may not be going against blacks. We may not be going against Jews, Asians, etc. But we're going against certain demographics, whether they're obese, whether they're smokers, and whether they're rich. And the Occupy protests could be looked at a variety of ways. Okay, at first it looked like, all right, you know, great, people coming up, you know, they have some sort of a mission statement, you know, taxation that's equal and, I don't know about economic equality, but, you know, I was, you know, when I first, you know, when I saw Susan Sarandon stand up and talk, I'm like, well, this is kind of interesting. You know, you saw the Tea Party protest, we see the Occupy protest, and then I'm like, okay, well, what's the mission statement? You know, and then you start to see a lot of destruction. Right, you know, in the parks, you see people, you know, trying to go to eat, you know, working people, you know, stopped and prevented from trying to get to work. You started to see harbors closed off, and you're like, okay, what are we doing now? All right, and I never understood the Occupy protesters' message. From what we heard, there were bits and pieces of the rich people should pay and help us poor people out. All right, and that started to look a little revolutionary to me. Okay, and that's when, you know, lynchings can happen. And you almost saw some lynching type activity. I mean, even police officers had to get involved. So I think we need to learn history. I think we need to investigate what happened so that we are aware and so we could see the signs. We have to. But you also need to be careful having students try to put themselves in a Nazi's shoes and try to convince a class why Nazism and, or not even Nazis, I don't even talk about Nazism, why an anti-Jew sentiment is okay, all right, and building up a case. To me, that could be extremely dangerous, and I think it was an absolutely stupid assignment, all right? There were so many stories I wanted to talk about. Apparently, there was a study finding that alcohol, drinking, moderate drinking, may actually increase people with breast cancer survival. Okay, that some women diagnosed with breast cancer did actually well, even better than those who didn't drink. But we'll talk about it more at the next show. You all have a great rest of your Friday, and we will talk to you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time. God bless.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amerikanicoffee.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.